Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me today is Sarah Trinder, one of the editors of the ICIS Europe Base Oils Report. Today we'll be speaking about the current situation in the Black Sea base oils export market. So, Sarah, what's been going on in the Black Sea base oils export market recently?
Well, things seem to have escalated quite quickly in the Black Sea base oils market in the past couple of weeks, particularly for SN500. We've seen prices increasing quite rapidly because of a lack of supply from the main supplier to the region. Now, this comes after a period of a very long period of stability. It's been a really sluggish market for most of the year. But in the past 4 weeks, SN500 prices have gained about $100 a tonne because of the lack of supply in the market. Elsewhere, SN150 has also gained about $20 a tonne in the past 4 weeks. It's less of a sharp increase in comparison with SN500, but this is probably because there are still some volumes offered on the market.
So, do you think these price increases for SN500 will continue?
It's difficult to say, but there are some players suggesting that SN500 prices as high as $600 a tonne are possible. But this is higher than the European export price, and other players therefore believe that this is unlikely. I know that the major supplier to the Black Sea will not be offering any SN500 during November, and this could mean that things tighten further. However, all this depends on how strong demand from the region will be, and there are mixed views on this at present.
So would it be safe to assume the same for SN150?
SN150 is a bit different because it hasn't been as tight in supply as SN500. In addition, the biggest supplier to the Black Sea says it should have up to 6,000 tonnes of product to offer during November, and this could balance things out. I mean, one source this week suggested that prices for SN150 had crashed by about $40 to $50 a tonne, and this is because of healthier supply expectations. But to be honest, it wasn't a widely confirmed figure. I think a lot depends again on the demand coming from the Black Sea for SN150, and as I mentioned just now, views on this differ greatly.
Great, well, certainly one to watch over the November period. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain that with us today, Sarah. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Bartlett.